A Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. But you better use that to text because we're in Las Vegas. You really can't take your phone calls. But you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. And, of course, you can text the show at the number that I've already given you. But we're live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, where two of boxing's biggest superstars, middleweight world champion Canelo Alvarez and two-time world champion Amir Khan, will collide in a mega fight at the new T-Mobile Arena. It's a fascinating matchup that pits Canelo's power against Khan's speed. Don't miss Canelo versus Khan, live on pay-per-view this Saturday, 8 Central. So I will be ordering that since I will be home after the show tomorrow. And flying back for the Derby on Saturday, where I'll be at Sam Houston Race Park. So it's been it's kind of a short trip and been a very quiet trip for me so far, because if you're just joining the show and you're one of those people who's been asking for my Derby picks, they're on our Facebook page. I tweeted them out. They're on my Facebook page. They're on the Examiner. There's a breakdown of every single horse. And I have to say, I when I was at the Chronicle mini year, what the hell's going on over there?
The press conference.
Oh, okay. That's not a press conference. That's like a weigh-in or something. It can't be weighing in. There's naked men up there.
Weighing in.
There's a naked man up there. Mostly naked. Anyway. But it's funny.
It's odd.
Yeah. So.
Are they doing weigh-ins right now? Well, why would they do weigh-ins on Thursday? You don't do weigh-ins on Thursday.
No, this can't
be. But they are bringing these guys up in their underwear.
Yeah. Maybe it's an underwear show.
What is happening here?
Yeah, somebody's weighing in. He's stepping into the scale. Interesting. Is there another fight?
There must be fights tomorrow night somewhere else in town.
Yeah, it must be. So,
okay.
But anyway, I was just going to say, when I used to do this at the newspaper, I would do every single horse the way that I did, and I'd write 4 stories in one day. And I was so exhausted after doing that. I'm kind of like, how did I ever do that before? And I was drunk when I did it before. I didn't drink anything yesterday or today. So we got Lennox Lewis, who we're going to talk to at some point this hour, probably.
Yep.
We probably have a couple more interviews. We've got a surprise guest in the 6 o'clock hour. And we talked about a lot of stuff in the first hour. Hit on Aggie. We hit on talked a little bit about the Cavaliers winning. Talked a little boxing. And all that available at podcastarena.com, as all our shows are. So we talked a little bit about Rockets coaches, too.
Yeah.
So
who would work?
Yeah. And I just don't know. I know everybody wants Van Gundy. Do you think Harden would respond to Van Gundy?
No. And I think Van Gundy would have a very difficult time with Harden.
Yeah.
It's the same thing I said about Thibodeau. Like, they're the same kind of coaches. They expect guys who give max effort. But
Thibodeau did get something out of Derrick Rose, who I think is a very similar type of player.
I don't. I think when Derrick Rose actually wants to get out on the court and play, he's a max effort guy. Derrick Rose is a malingerer, though. He's one of those guys who, if he doesn't feel 100%, he doesn't want to play. So that's unlike James Harden. I mean, James Harden will go out there and play. It's just a matter of how hard is he going to play.
Yeah.
Especially how hard is he going to play on both ends.
Okay. This is why I did it. Fred, I may have missed, but could you go over why you key in on the two horse? Everything that I wrote on there explains that. So it's all written there. You just have to go to it. And if you don't quite understand why there's certain things that I did, listen to the audiobook. It'll get you there. But I really hope you guys enjoy it because I put a lot of effort into it. And, you know, but I also hopefully answered every question was the point. So the Astro Economist says, what does it say about the Rockets that the interim coach takes their name out of the hat? I guess it's just.
I mean, it's him saying, listen, I know I'm not getting this job, so don't feel like you need to give me a sympathy interview or whatever
right,
it is.
Right. It's like, hey, I had my chance. I sucked just as much as the guy you fired, so oh well. So this must be – there must be a fight card here tomorrow.
Yeah, this
night
is very strange what's happening
there's
here.
So that's what the noise in the background is. And somebody was asking earlier who was the loud chick speaking Spanish in the background. We were next to –
we're always next to a Spanish station.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they kind of do that to Jack with us.
Maybe so.
Yeah, because they think it's funny. Because we always talk about it. But it's not as bad as the guys that start clapping out of nowhere. I haven't heard them yet.
No.
So, yeah, I just Mike D'Antoni. That I heard that name, and I'm kind of like, really? This is that's the direction you're going to go? I mean, I guess he fits a team that doesn't play any defense. So,
but that team didn't win.
Yeah. So, anyway, 713-780-ESPN.
Yeah, sorry, this is very distracting.
Yeah, we're doing the best we can. Every time I get in the middle of a thought, there's a naked man walking in front of us.
In not surprising news, NBA news, Steve Kerr announced Steph Curry is unlikely to play in Saturday's game 3.
Good.
He still hasn't practiced on his knee. He did some work on the side while the Warriors practiced Thursday, but couldn't yet do any of the scrimmaging that the medical staff and coaches want to see before he's clear to return. It's tough to see him playing Saturday, said Kerr. He's gotten better and better each day, but he said probably not on Saturday.
There's no reason to.
Yeah.
There really is. Isn't any reason to rush him out there.
I wouldn't play him against the Blazers.
I wouldn't either unless somehow the Blazers won two games and he was ready to go. Then if you're worried about winning the series, you do it. But anyway, Dustin asks, is this the first presidential race in history where most will cast votes based on vice president rather than the prez? I don't know if I want to get going on all that again. But
I don't.
I guarantee you that a lot of people will vote for one of the two based on who the vice president is. Which
I think a lot of people didn't vote for John McCain based on who his vice president was.
Yeah, I have to probably say I was in that group. But, golly, these are tiny men wearing very tiny underwear.
They're boxers.
I know, but these are obviously not the heavyweights.
No.
Just say that. And, yeah. Did you see what happened to Garrett Cole at the Penguins game last night? Apparently, after they lost, he...
Garrett Cole seems like a hockey guy.
He's a hockey guy. Apparently, he was downing a beer and trash-talking Capitals fans wearing a Sidney Crosby jersey.
Okay.
So much so that the security guards had to come and tell him to lighten up.
I mean, it's a hockey game. He's like a big star in that town. Let him go, right?
Yeah, that's what I would say. Apparently, Nick Mangold did the same thing at the Rangers game, where he was trash-talking players.
Let these guys go.
Kind of, although a lot of times players get ticked off when fans trash-talk them.
I'll tell you what pisses me off is that Garrett Cole's on my fantasy team.
And here he is at a hockey game drinking.
He's been pretty garbage all year long, and here he is getting wasted at a hockey game. Bro, step your game up. Like, how about you on Monday he gave up 6 runs in 4 2/3 innings, and now he's pounding brews on Wednesday night?
One for every 2 beers he had.
Come on, man.
Rudy wanted to know if the Spanish chick was hot.
She thought she was. She took the most selfies.
She definitely acts like she's hot.
She took a lot of selfies while she was sitting here.
Yeah.
A lot of different poses. Some, I think, was just to get Fred in the picture.
Yeah, well.
She was like, oh, here I am with Fred Fowler, the Falcon, El Falcone.
El Falcone.
Yeah.
Si. Como se dice? 3.5 ex-wives in his
bedroll.
That's
right.
I would say it depends on your taste. How's that?
Okay.
Is that tactful enough?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. It's nice. Yeah, there we go. I just don't want to. That's enough. I'm going to leave it there.
All right.
But I appreciate the question, sir, because that's always the first question we get when we have anybody on, right? Or were they here, any woman around
us? Were they
us?
Hot? Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, there are a lot. The Spanish-speaking media tends to trend toward the hot chicks. They're kind of like Fox News.
Yeah, although.
Like they know what's good for ratings.
It's very strange, though. It's like certainly on television.
Yeah.
But on,
well, there's television and radio media here.
Right, and they're kind of combined. The ones that are just sort of just radio, not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember we were talking about, well, I guess we're getting close to a break. I'll come back to this topic next segment. But we were talking about how bad that 2013 draft was the other day. Well, it becomes relevant because all these guys are up for their fifth-year extension.
Oh, yeah.
And it's amazing how few of them actually got it. We'll talk about that when we come back. But right now, I'll tell you about Blue Apron. And you know what I miss about being out, what I miss about being in Vegas and not being home is these great meals we've been making with Blue Apron. The wife has been putting together. Man, high-quality food. It's fantastic. I've got some waiting for me when I get home tomorrow night. Got a nice cod dish set up. And I tell you what, man, Blue Apron knows when you cook with incredible ingredients, you're going to make incredible meals. They set the highest quality of standards for their community of artisanal suppliers, family-run farms, fisheries, and ranchers. Whether it's the Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron is bringing you the best. And it's less than $10 a meal. That's the best part about it.
Yeah, I promise you can't get food like this at Whole Foods or at, you know, at a restaurant for less than $10 a meal. You're going to pay big money, and these guys do it. It's really easy to deal with, too. It's really easy to put these meals together. Even my wife was saying, you know, she was surprised at how effortless it was to really put these things together. They've got a variety of items you can choose from each week. They'll customize to fit your family's needs. Check out this week's menu. Get two meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to work.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here in Las Vegas. And we'll have some interviews here for you very shortly. I know I always say that, but we always do. We never let you down on that. But just real quickly, we're talking about that 2013 draft, and these are the guys that would get their fifth year extended. Of the group, at the top of that draft, well, Lane Johnson already agreed to an extension with the Eagles.
Okay.
Of the other remaining players, only Zeke Ansah, Eric Fisher, and Tavon Austin had their options exercised. And Eric Fisher, to me, is iffy, but okay.
Well, I mean, he's serviceable. He's not worth being the number one pick, but he's a serviceable player.
Yeah, yeah. Deion Jordan is ineligible since he was suspended all of last season, but you probably want to put him down as a bust. So here are some guys that had their options declined. Luke Jokel, second overall pick.
Easiest decision.
Yeah.
You know what? I was wrong on him. I thought that guy would be
too.
So good.
I did too, and yeah, I still think he can be okay, but he's never going to be anywhere close to what I thought he could be. Barkevis Mingo.
Nope.
Jonathan Cooper after the Patriots traded for him.
Nope.
It's like, we'll take you, but only for this year.
Yep.
D. Milner with the Jets.
You said Tavon Austin's got picked up?
Yes.
All right.
He is a pretty decent special teams weapon. They use him, you know, for a few plays on offense. He's explosive.
But, I mean, what are you paying that guy for to be a special teams player?
And an occasional weapon on offense. But you know what? Now
he did have a – I mean
– he had a pretty good year.
He had his best season, but that's still five touchdowns, 400-something yards.
Wait till Jared Goff starts throwing
the ball. True.
That's going to change everything. Game changer. D. Milner of the Jets and Chance Warmack of the Titans. I thought Warmack was going to be a good player, too.
I did, too.
And, again – and obviously these teams thought they were getting good players because they all drafted him way up in the draft.
Yep.
And
– that's one of the worst top 10 draft classes ever.
Yeah, at some point I'll go back and actually research these and see when's the last time I could find a group in the top 10 that was that bad.
And I'll tell you what, just missing that top 10, DJ Fluker and DJ Hayden,
right,
neither who have done anything in the league.
And, you know, I love DJ Hayden, but there was no way he should have gone that
high. The story's good.
It's a great story, but there's no way he should have gone that high. Coming off of that injury, I know, you know, he got healthy afterwards. But DJ was always a second-round pick,
yeah.
In my mind. And and that's why when you were asked about William Jackson, it's like I do think I can evaluate the UH guys pretty good. I think I've always been pretty fair about them. And I always thought William Jackson is the best corner I've seen there in 20 years. And with all apologies, just our buddy Stanford Route.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be a very good pro. Doesn't mean it's going to pan out, but I didn't think that Case Keenum was going to be anything special. I do like Landon Roberts a little bit, especially landing with the Patriots. I think that's a guy who's going to be a pretty effective defensive player for him. But, you know, it's such a crapshoot with these guys. And yeah, there's a lot of guys that I've been right about and a lot of guys I've been wrong about, and it's not my job to do it. And the guys whose job to do it, to me, it's almost easier to make a mistake when you overthink things and you forget, you know what, this guy was a really good college player, he played fast, but maybe his lateral movement isn't what it should be. And you start – when they pick guys apart so much, sometimes that's where mistakes come.
Yep.
All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. 713-780-3776 is the number. 817 asks, Fred and AJ, would you rather give up alcohol or betting for a year if you had to choose? Okay.
Alcohol for me.
Why do I have to choose?
You don't.
I mean, is this
it's saying if you had to choose.
Oh, so is this like, well, I'm trying to think of a scenario where I'd actually have to choose. Is this like, okay, maybe.
Because anything, like if something happened to you, I mean, if it got to where you couldn't do one of those things, you probably wouldn't be able to do either.
It'd
be like you went to prison.
Or I'm dead.
Yeah.
Which.
What if your wife said, I need you to either do one, I need you to either quit gambling or quit drinking?
I'd be getting a new wife.
Okay.
That's happened before. No, I honestly, I'd probably say drinking. I'd probably give up the drinking.
Because, I mean, at least you can make something positive out of it. You take a year off from drinking, you can work on your body a little bit.
Right, you know? Which I'm actually thinking about doing here. Because every now and then I'll take 3 months off, and I think I'm closing in on the 3 months off.
I usually take about 6 weeks off for when I do fight camps, and that's when that's how I...
And you get back in great shape. And actually...
That's how I reconfirm that I'm not a total alcoholic.
Yeah.
If I can take 6 weeks off from drinking...
And not worry about it.
It means my life is okay, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that means I'm not a complete alcoholic.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of my plan because... And it was going to coincide with my trip to Canada this year because I was going to train like a fiend and try another half marathon in the fall. So I was just going to... So I'm thinking about just stopping drinking for 3 months. So, we'll see how that goes. So, yeah, I guess that would be the easy answer. Because when you say gambling, now I'm giving up horses, I'm giving up poker, I'm giving up sports betting, fantasy sports, technically.
Yeah.
So, that would be too much for me. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 is your number. And that's for texts only.
Josh has Cowboys picked up Frederick's option. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's one of the few guys in that draft.
Yeah, and when we talked about the back end of that draft.
There's some decent players. Yeah. I mean, hell, DeAndre Hopkins is in the back end of that draft. Cordarrelle Patterson. Tyler Eifert. Kyle Long. Eric Reed came in the second half of that draft.
Yeah, that was an upside-down draft.
The
definitely.
Second half of that draft is so much better than the top half. It's not even funny.
Hey, you know what? I got to give something away to the people. Because I love the people.
At least the first round, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't gone through and looked at rounds 2, 3, and 4, but How about this? How about a Canelo versus Conn windbreaker? Saturday, May 7th, middleweight world champion Canelo Alvarez and two-time world champion Amir Khan will collide in a mega fight. It's power versus speed. Don't miss Canelo versus Khan. See it live on pay-per-view Saturday, May 7th at 8 p.m. Central. Caller number 20. You get a Canelo versus Khan windbreaker.
I just got mine.
How is it?
It looks nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, not bad.
Because, I mean, windbreaker this time of year is kind of cool to have.
Not a bad.
Yeah.
Not a bad.
Check that out. That'll look good on me.
Because well, nothing really looks great on you, but it'll look
no, but
decent.
It's black. See, that's the thing.
True.
If it were orange, I'd be like, eh, it's okay. But caller number 20, you get one. You get to look cooler than us. Because I would say the odds are most of you already do. So if you get this, you'll be able to wear it around. You know what would be fun, though? I can't do it this year because I'll be gone. But on Friday nights, I always love, especially for a Canelo fight, I'd love to walk around the MGM with this on to see how much money people would offer me for it.
Oh, man.
It's always kind of fun to do. And
that was a good night and a bad night for you during Mayweather-Pacquiao.
Yeah.
I should have brought my Mayweather-Pacquiao jacket out.
Yeah.
Because that was the time to capitalize. Those jackets, people were paying $500 for jackets.
Yeah.
That just said Mayweather-Pacquiao on it.
Yeah, and by Sunday it was going to be useless.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
But that night for you also ended poorly because your wallet got stolen.
Yeah. So what do you do? That included the
$500. Including the $500, yeah.
Yeah, so, oh, well.
You would have been better off giving that to me to go play blackjack with.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're going to have Harold Letterman here. He's heading this way.
We got him coming. Well, let's hit a break then.
Yeah.
Let's do quickly. We got a Pro Flowers to read.
Yeah.
Mother's Day this weekend. It's coming up on Sunday, guys. And you want to make sure you take care of your mother. Of course, you got to take care of her. And you can't go to her for advice. You can't ask her what to get your mom for Mother's Day because she's your mom. You ruin the surprise. So come to us. We'll get you 100 blooms with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Or you can make her day extra special. Upgrade to a premium vase and gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com today. Use our code Fred and AJ.
And there's only one way to get 100 blooms with a free glass vase starting at $19.99. Don't miss out. You're running out of time. Visit proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner, type in Fred and AJ. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in Fred and AJ. Mother's Day is this weekend, so order today. Time is running out. This offer expires Friday at midnight.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz here in Las Vegas, and we promise you some great guests. And one of our favorites, it's been a while since we've talked with Harold Letterman. A couple of fights ago, I think it's been.
That's right. Nobody wants me. Get rid of Letterman.
Well, I know we haven't talked to you since you were going to be inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. I know you're already a Hall of Famer for HBO, but now you're International Boxing Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. It's really nice. It's a great honor. I mean, you know, of course, I know I don't belong in the same Hall of Fame as Sugar Ray Robinson, but on June the 12th in Canastota, New York, I'm getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. So I'm thrilled to death, I'll tell you, bringing my family up there and all, you know, the three friends I have in the world, I'm bringing them, you know, and it should be exciting, you know. Thank everybody that I ever knew in boxing for the past 50 years. You know, it's nice. It's a big thrill. It's a huge honor, and I am thrilled to death about it. You know, I hope Muhammad Ali comes. That would be so cool.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. I don't know where to call him. You know?
Are there any of these guys who are like who you get starstruck around? Is Ali the guy that, you know, because you've been around the sport for a long time. Is there anybody who just sort of wows you still?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I like being around Marvin Hagler. I mean, what a great fighter he was. Mean guy, you know. He was a heck of a puncher. You know, he comes every year. He's always at the Hall of Fame. Marvin's always there. He's, you know, he'll sit around and tell stories, you know. He'll say, Marvin, what do you think of the second Mustafa Ham show fight? And he'll say, ah, I beat the hell out of him, you know, that kind of stuff. If you talk to Marvin, he never lost the fight. Nobody ever hit him, you know.
Well, you know what? In all seriousness, man, you look back on your career, the impact you had, not just as a judge, but as a commentator. And I mean, that is something that belongs in there. And you do belong alongside those names, man. You've had a huge impact on this sport.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, we've tried. HBO don't believe it, but we've tried. Yeah, you know, we try.
So what do you think about this fight Saturday night? Consensus is that Canelo is going to win this thing, but what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, this kid, Amir Khan, he's coming to fight. I mean, he got himself a terrific trainer. I mean, you know, he was with Freddie Roach before, and nobody ever says a bad word about Freddie. Freddie's a terrific trainer that's done some great work with Miguel Cotto, with Manny Pacquiao, with Amir Khan, and he's not with Freddie for this fight. He's with Virgil Hunter, who, you know, did such a magnificent job training Andre Ward. I mean, Andre Ward's never lost a fight ever, you know. Won all his amateur fights. He won all his professional fights. So Amir Khan got himself a real good trainer. I'm sure the two of them have been studying every Canelo tape they can get their hands on. And obviously they're working on some kind of system where Amir Khan cannot box this guy for 12 rounds. Because, you know, if you look at Canelo's record, he has problems with the guys that give him movement, whether it's Floyd Mayweather, Eris Landy Lara. You know, you put him in with a guy that moves and he has problems, but you can understand that because he's basically a flat-footed fighter that looks to kill you. You know, he looks to knock you out. And, you know, so a guy that moves and boxes and can snap a jab might give him some problems. So you know, it becomes a very interesting fight. They brought the weight down to 155, so Khan's not really putting on a lot of weight. And he doesn't even have to commit at 155. He'll be as effective at 150, 151 as he will at 155. I mean, Amir Khan can box. He's got good legs. We saw that in the Chris Algieri fight recently. He can punch a little. He certainly has a great jab. He certainly throws a lot of combinations. I mean, he does just enough so that he might be able to go 12 rounds and outpoint the Canelo Alvarez. Might be a very interesting fight.
You know, a lot of people kind of got down on Amir Khan, and he wanted that Floyd Mayweather fight.
Yeah.
He wanted that badly. We've talked to him, and he said, God, this is a fight I really want. And when he lost, I mean, you remember Amir Khan went to like 26-27-1, and then he lost back-to-back fights. And everybody was just like, well, he's done. And no one's really kind of given him anything since then. Nobody's really talked about him as a real contender.
Danny Garcia knocking him out with one punch.
Yeah. Is this a fight that he really needs to establish himself again as one of the top-tier fighters?
Oh, like, no question. Absolutely no question. I mean, if he beats Canelo Alvarez, the first thing I would do if I was Amir Khan is give up the middleweight title. You don't want to be fighting no middleweights, you know?
Because who else wants the middleweight title? Golovkin.
Yeah, Golovkin. He'll fight Golovkin, that's for sure. And besides for the fact that, you know, Amir Khan can't keep fighting catchweight fights if he wins the middleweight title. He's liable to have to fight somebody at 160, and then he's up the creek. Because 160 is too big for Amir Khan, and, you know, without question. So that's the first thing I would do if I were Amir Khan. Give up the middleweight title. Go back to fighting welterweights, you know. He'll make a fortune fighting, let's say, the winner of Keith Thurman and Sean Porter, for example. What a fight that would be. Kell Brook and Amir Khan would be unbelievable in the United Kingdom.
If Canelo wins, what's next for him?
Gennady Golovkin.
You do believe that will happen?
Well, no, I think Canelo's scared of him, but, you know, what are the rules of the WBC?
He's a mandatory challenger.
He's got to sign within 15 days to fight Golovkin. I think that's 15 days, I believe. Now, of course, Mauricio Sulaiman, the president of the WBC, is here. Obviously, try to, you know, come up with some cockamamie excuse so that Canelo,
a loophole.
Yeah, so that Canelo won't have to sign in 15 days to fight Golovkin, because who wants to fight Golovkin, you know? But, you know, they should just present Canelo Alvarez with the numbers. Say, look, Canelo, this is the story. If you sign to fight Golovkin, you can make $20 million, $30 million,
right.
$40 million. If he looks at the numbers, he may change his mind. I mean, you know.
I've always thought of Canelo as a guy who is a crowd-pleasing guy, a guy who, you know, a lot of these boxers who come from Mexico understand the importance of pleasing the fans.
Oh, yeah.
And this is without – I mean, the Canelo-Golovkin fight is without question a fan-friendly fight.
Yeah.
That's the fight that people want to see.
Exactly. It's one of the two biggest fights in boxing right now. The fans want to see Kovalev and Andre Ward, and they want to see Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez. There's no doubt about it. You know, he's the one guy that's got a chance to beat the Gennady Golovkin,
yeah.
and he can fight. So, you know, when they present him with the numbers, he just may change his mind. He say, let's do it, you know.
Because after this fight, I mean, who else is there for him to fight?
Yeah. Exactly.
At middleweight, besides Golovkin,
I mean,
there isn't.
Nobody knows Danny Jacobs. He's a great fighter. Nobody knows him. So, you know, for Canelo to say, well, I'm going to defend against Danny Jacobs, for example, you know, who cares?
Right.
Everybody wants to see Golovkin.
Nobody's paying $50 to see that.
No, people ain't breaking down the walls to see Danny Jacobs. I mean, you know, they'll break down the walls in Brooklyn to see Danny Jacobs, but that's about it,
right.
you know? But Canelo, if he beats him in a card, he's got to sign to fight Gennady Golovkin because that's the fight that everybody wants, and it's a huge payday for the both of them. No question.
They did announce that it looks like Ward versus Kovalev is going to happen.
They're saying November.
Around November.
Right.
What are your early thoughts on that fight?
Well, you know, everybody I talk to, and I mean everybody, all my friends, all the fight guys, they all say, bet the ranch on Sergey Kovalev. I mean, everybody likes the Russian. I don't know why. Andre Ward hasn't lost a fight since God knows when. You know, he never loses. Never loses a round, you know. But everybody likes Kovalev. I'm not so sure. I think Andre Ward's level of put it all together and do what he always does, go out there and beat Kovalev, give Kovalev a boxing lesson. Andre Ward's a unique individual. He gets in your face. He throws the first punch every time. Every time he throws the first punch. Every single time, bar none, you know. And he'll make Kovalev crazy doing that. He stands on top of you, and he whacks you before you can hit him, you know. And you know, he wins a lot of decisions doing that. He knocks out a lot of people doing that. Andre Ward is a serious fighter. No question. He's really good. I mean, even though, like I say, if you start asking around, everybody will tell you they love Kovalev, you know. Kovalev has really made a name for himself, you know, with all the knockouts.
Well, he's a fun fighter. He's a fan-friendly fighter.
Fan-friendly fighter. He just crucified Jean Pascal twice, beat up Bernard Hopkins, knocked him down. You know, it's incredible. You know, people love that kid. So we'll see what he does. He's fighting, what's his name, Isaac Chalemba in Russia. We'll see if that's on HBO or not. Do you realize I might have to go there?
Oh, boy. Good luck.
Good luck is right. I don't want to go back to Russia. I've seen that once. I don't want to go back
again.
That's
enough. What did you think of the fight last month, the Pacquiao-Bradley fight? Did it live up to expectations for you?
I said to everybody that asked me, I said, listen, I seen Manny Pacquiao beat the heck out of this guy 24 rounds, and there ain't nothing that's going to make me think that Teddy Atlas is going to teach him how to get out of the way of that left hand. Just wasn't happening. And sure as the devil, now I've seen Manny Pacquiao beat him up 36 rounds. Exactly. I just want to see Manny come back. There's so many great welterweights out there. Manny Pacquiao, Danny Garcia. Manny Pacquiao, Sean Porter. Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman. Manny Pacquiao, Kell Brook. There's a million good welterweights he can fight, you know? I mean, you can't say Manny Pacquiao's going to move up and fight Canelo or Golovkin because that's ridiculous. But, I mean, you know, there's so many really good 47-pounders.
Well, Floyd Mayweather fought Canelo.
There you go. No, Floyd Mayweather may come back and fight Manny Pacquiao.
But if Floyd Mayweather moved up to fight Canelo, you don't think that Manny Pacquiao would do so?
Could. I mean, Floyd Mayweather is a unique individual.
That's true. Manny Pacquiao is not Floyd Mayweather.
We've
learned that.
Floyd does that shoulder roll and make you crazy.
What's your prediction for Canelo Khan on Saturday?
Never make a prediction. I got to keep score. Okay. I don't want the whole world saying, well, I'm partial to Amir Khan. I'm partial to Canelo. But I think it's going to be an exciting fight. I really envision a good fight. I don't think Canelo's going to blow him out. I'd be shocked if Canelo knocks him out one round. I think Canelo's going to be bigger and stronger. I think if anybody stands a chance to score a knockout, it's Canelo. But on the other hand, Amir Khan may put it all together and give Canelo a boxing lesson. So, you know, I'm fascinated by this. He's got a great trainer. Hopefully he's been watching a lot of tapes of Canelo, and hopefully he's going to do a good job boxing. So we'll see.
Harold, always a pleasure, sir.
Oh,
great chatting with you.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Appreciate you spending a little time with us.
Yeah, and, looking forward to the football season next year. After
oh,
the draft.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
My Jets don't have a quarterback.
Who needs one?
What happened to Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, exactly. It just leads you back to the time before Fitzpatrick when they didn't have a quarterback then either. No big deal.
We had a quarterback for one season. The first time we had a quarterback since Joe Namath.
And now
we don't want to sign.
Now they don't want to pay him.
They don't want to pay him.
That's all right. You still got Geno Smith. You'll be fine.
I tell you. That's what it's coming to. We'll be
there
back with Geno Smith.
All right.
Bryce Petty.
That is... That is a great Herald letter. I appreciate the time. And
we'll see you out there on Saturday, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for having me, guys. We'll see you at the arena.
All right.
All right, guys. If you're hiring and you need to know where to post your job to find the best candidates, hiring people is a very difficult part of being a business owner. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find all the quality guys. If you want to make the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. Now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once, and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface.
And, guys, if you have a business, you need to see as many resumes as possible, but you want the right resumes, and that's what they get to you. There's no juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by over 800,000 businesses. And trust me, I've done a lot of hiring, and ZipRecruiter is a perfect, perfect way to do this. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time to try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/play, and I promise you, you will find out this is going to help you get the right people for your job. ZipRecruiter.com/play.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Radio Row in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand as we get ready for Canelo Khan. And got to tell you that the official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. All right, we may have another guest here in just a moment, but in the interim, let's go ahead and do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this one is interesting because it came from one of our blitzers. And it's one of his family members.
Uh-oh.
Charlie Dahu is searching for answers after his 7-year-old daughter was allowed to take a school bus home using a fake excuse note. His daughter, Rosabella, took a bus home from Sheldon Elementary instead of going to the after-school program. She wrote a fake excuse note to the staff herself, and they accepted it. Said Dahu, you can clearly see she did not even spell the word bus right.
Oh, boy.
He didn't realize his daughter was in front of their home alone for a Monday afternoon until a concerned neighbor called him. Said she came to my wife to use the restroom, and that's when I figured there was something wrong, said the neighbor. The little girl couldn't find a way inside the house, so they took her in and waited for her dad. I was shaking. I was scared. I was just glad to see her in good health and that nothing had happened to her. And, yeah, you can see the note. It's handwritten on kids' paper, and bus is misspelled.
Oh, my gosh.
It's dust one. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, somebody's not paying attention there. And the response from the ISD says, Sheldon ISD is currently investigating the situation. We're reviewing our training procedures to ensure that our after-school grant program staff is properly trained in dismissal procedures.
Ugh.
As we move forward, the district is working to make sure that all of our after-school grant staff receives the same training as district employees. At this point, the district is continuing to investigate and will take proper disciplinary action. As always, student safety is our top priority. It's funny because it turned out okay. That obviously could have been a complete disaster. But anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day, it's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, let's see if Vander Holyfield.
Well done, little girl.
Yeah, I mean, it's clever on her part how somebody fell for that. lot of people wanting to know if we're going to talk to Bob Arum this trip. Well, this is not a top-ranked fight, so.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, unfortunately. I'm not saying he wouldn't make an appearance, sort of, possibly.
But it's unlikely.
Yeah, I would say unlikely. So, anyway, so hopefully we'll try to get Evander here in a moment. And we will also have a real good friend of ours in the 6 o'clock hour.
Perfect.
Who is going to talk about this the fight being at this awesome new arena. So,
which is awesome, by the way.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of you guys in Houston know her because she's been on the show many times in various roles, starting with as the horse babe when she was at Sam Houston, and then evolved into BBVA Compass / Soccer Babe and Renaissance Festival Babe, and now she's Vegas Babe.
So, whatever Fest Babe, too.
Whatever Fest Babe, yeah. So Gina Rotolo is going to come over and join us for a segment shortly. I know she's got a lot of friends back in Houston. There's some stuff going on in Houston, too, that she's aware of that we're going to talk about, too. So 832 says, I'm a product of Sheldon ISD, and I'm not surprised at all that this happened. yeah. So this – the weirdest thing about being out here – we're talking about this a little bit off air – is I never – I always forget that if I want to bet an East Coast game
– oh, you're probably too late.
It's too late, yeah. Unless I were to leave right now – let you finish off the segment, which I can't do, and then come back.
Yeah.
There's no way to do it. And how many times have we been out here? Because I think I was going to go ahead and bet a little bit on the over on the Blues. So I'll have to do I think what I'll have to do is probably use one of my things. I just hate doing that. I like having a ticket in my hand.
I like that, too, when we're out here.
It's kind of a cool feeling because we don't get to do that at home.
Yeah, it's way more fun.
But anyway... We will,
technically way more legal, but still.
Well, yeah. Technically, completely legal, right?
Right.
We didn't get a chance to get too much into this, but after the Hawks gave up 25 threes last night, did you see they were whining about class?
Like what? Stop shooting threes on us?
Here's Paul Millsap. It's a certain way of being professional. I'm not mad about it, but just being professionals, man. If that's how you want to approach it, that's how you approach it. I think our team and our organization has class. And I don't think we would have continued to do that. But other organizations do other things, so what can you do about it?
Dude, I'm sorry. It's the playoffs.
Yeah, play defense, dude.
I'll hammer you until the very last whistle.
Hey, we've seen games where teams got way, way down and came back. There's no way I'm screwing around.
No, I think in the regular season, you want to bench your starters, that's fine. You got a big lead. Okay. If you're in the playoffs, something's working for you, you keep working and you keep hammering them until the buzzer sounds. To hell with that.
Al Horford says, we probably wouldn't do anything like that if we were in that position.
That's because you can't, because your team sucks.
It's hard to say, but I would say no. Yeah, it's hard to say because you aren't going to be in that position.
Yeah.
So, and then he says, I'm a Kent Bazemore, I'm a firm believer in karma. Maybe we'll be the team to break that record soon.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no. Everyone knows how they play. They get out front, and they're a totally different team. It is what it is. He dropped it is what it is on us.
Well, yeah.
We'll see them again. This wasn't game four. That was only game two. They still have to beat us two more times before they can really celebrate anything.
Yeah, and they've already, like, murdered you in front of everyone. They're probably pretty confident.
Eaten your souls, stole your children. Yeah. Okay. So they're crying a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think the Cavs are too worried about it, nor do I think they owe anyone an apology.
Yeah, I do think just a couple people asking about hockey plays. I do think I will take the over on the Blue Stars tonight. So not a strong play. Don't go crazy like we all did the other night, but just for a rooting interest.
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you guys what's coming up this Saturday. Saturday night, May 7th from 2 to 5 p.m. over at Kima. The Kima Boardwalk and 24 Brewers invite you to spend the day sampling over 72 of the best craft beers out there. You can buy tickets now. You'll save money if you buy tickets now, of course, as opposed to the day of the event. They're about $6 more per the day of the event, so get on them early. And you'll actually save more money If you're a Landry Select Club member or you've got a military ID, your admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, and food samples. There's live music all day, and their list is very nice. They got a ton of great local brewers out there. Carbach's going to be out there. St. Arnold, Buffalo Bayou, most of my favorite local breweries are going to be out there. There's a ton of national breweries as well. Goose Island, Firestone Walker, Lagunitas, Deschutes, they're all over the place. They are all bringing some good brew out there. So if you're into good beer, this is the spot to be on Saturday from 2 to 5. You can purchase tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com, where you'll see more about the tap list. You'll see what all they're serving there. You can get your tickets there as well, or you can get them at the multiple ticket booth there at Kema. You've got to present a valid ID at the time of purchase because you must be 21 years of age. That's the Kema Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, May 7th from 2 to 5 p.m. Purchase tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.